You're listening to SBS News.
The deportation case of a Tamil family has been delayed after Judge Morty Bromberg postponed his decision on their future until tomorrow. The lifeline comes as the previous injunction, which expired at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, was extended by 24 hours. Outside the court, supporters again called on the federal government to allow the family to stay.
Ministerial intervention itself is surely designed for a leader to use. When all legal avenues have been expended, then we need them to look and say, well, if they don't intervene now, then this won't result in justice.
The court was told the family's youngest daughter was legally entitled to make a visa application on the grounds of meeting the criteria for a protection visa. Lawyer for the family, Karina Ford, told media outside the court that the bar was lifted between July and August 2017, meaning Tanika was entitled to apply for a visa.
Really, that's in relation to a determination that was made at the minister at the time in relation to a group of people within this cohort, and that's why that date is significant. It's not necessarily that it's significant to it only applying to the applicant. It actually applies to a number of people. There's a question as to the way in which that determination should be read.
Under the Migration Act, Tanika has been deemed an unauthorised maritime arrival because her parents arrived here by boat. The Act stipulates that the child of anyone who arrives by boat is unable to apply for a visa. But due to the dates in question, lawyers for the family have argued that she was entitled to apply for a protection visa.
So it's whether at some point the bar had gone up and remains up, or whether it has gone down, maybe another way of putting it, again, not really a legal term, but probably a way that we often describe it. So it's whether a valid application could be made or not.
Tamil Refugee Council spokesman Aaron Milvaganam has been in contact with the family who are being held in detention on Christmas Island.
When I spoke with Priya last night, she said Gopika refuses to talk to her friends and relatives. All she wants is to go back to Bilavila. Priya says they're kept in jail-like conditions on Christmas Island, surrounded by seven SOCO guards.
Ms. Ford remained hopeful of a positive outcome.
We haven't got a decision today, which is not unusual also. Judges often want to go away, have a think about it. That's nothing out of the ordinary. It doesn't mean, I wouldn't take that to mean anything differently, but we wait till tomorrow.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.